This is Dr. Olivero dictating for October the 7th, 2023. The first patient is Joseph Cole. The last name is C-O-L-E. Number one, the patient has CKD stage 3B. He has a history of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory use for a long period of time, pretty close to 20 years. Another risk factor that he has is the presence of PPIs, omeprazole, for the gastroesophageal reflux disease. We tried to use famotidine, but was not efficient in preventing the gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient continues to have a serum creatinine that is 1.7, and the estimated GFR is 38. mLs per minute. Fortunately, this patient doesn't have proteinuria. The urinalysis is with a clean sediment. Period. Number two, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux taking PPIs, has hypomagnesemia, serum magnesium 1.6. He's taking magnesium oxide 400 milligrams POBID. The magnesium today is 1.6 milligrams per cent. Period. The patient is going to see the gastroenterologist next week. He just had an upper gastroscopy. We have to get the results of the gastroscopy. I gave copies of the laboratory workup to the patient for him to take to the gastroenterologist and advise a different approach than PPIs in order to avoid complications from the renal point of view. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control at home. The blood pressure readings in the office are similar, 140 over 86, 160 over 87, but he says that at home, he monitors that twice a day, that is in the 130 over 70 range. Following number, the patient continues to have an iron saturation that is 18%, despite the fact that he takes iron. I encourage the patient to continue taking this iron supplementation. He doesn't have anemia. The hemoglobin went up to 13.6 grams per cent. Following number, the lipid profile shows that the total cholesterol is 172, the LDL is 100, and the HDL is 49. Triglycerides are 109. Very well controlled lipid profile. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy. He doesn't have no complaints at the present time. He's taking tamsulosin in combination with finasteride. He also takes betanecol, 25 milligrams POBID. He's followed by the urologist. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Copy of the laboratory workup was given to the patient to discuss with the gastroenterologist and hopefully find the solution to control the gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab. I talked to the patient for 23 minutes and the documentation is 7 minutes.